Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Hi, today we have our second show on debilitating diseases, and we finished off last show with COPD, chronic COPD, and what we add is red sage is excellent because it alleviates some of the inflammation in the airways of people with severe COPD, as well as protecting and lining the blood vessels from injury when circulation is temporarily cut off and then resumed in the case of a stroke. And so the patient with COPD, by reducing the effects of chronic inflammation through its antioxidant effects, is red sage. Multiple sclerosis, MS, it's an autoimmune disease that affects the central nervous system. And the disease is more common in women than in men. And what happens is we have symptoms of muscle spasms, difficulty walking or moving our limbs, loss of vision, slurred speech, trouble swallowing, bladder problems, and so much more. MS is a terrible disease to be inflicted with. And what we can do is we want to try to lessen the severity of the attacks so that the people living with MS can be more comfortable and mobile. There are no cures for MS. And what we can kind of try to supplement is our cranberry supplements to help with the bladder control. And, you know, we can do the comfy for helping our brain relax. And we can do herbal joint and muscle salves that will help lessen the pains and aches, you know, of the muscle spasms. And so there's some things that we'd really like to use. Vitamin D and ginkgo are going to help with the multiple sclerosis. And so just trying to give a comfortable life as properly as we can. Cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis can is caused from defective genes, and it causes thick mucus in the lungs and the pancreas for breathing problems. And treatments are omega-3s are the omega fatty acids, because it improves the pulmonary, it protects, effects against mucus overproduction, and omega-3 reduces inflammatory issues, and magnesium, vitamin A and E. Zinc is excellent, reduces the number of days of oral antibiotics, and so it's going to boost our immune system. And garlic and tea have antibacterial activities, as well as drug resistant strains, so it's keeping you safe from strep throat or any type of infections that you may get. Ginseng enhances bacterial clearance and the diseased lung pathology. And so we really want to keep our lungs and our immune system boosted when we have cystic fibrosis. Papaya fruit is great for antibacterial. And so cystic fibrosis is, again, all these are debilitating diseases. That's the title of the show, Debilitating Diseases. So it's not a happy show and it's not a great show. It doesn't fill us with warm and laughter, but it does fill us with hope and thanking the great spirit for the life that we do have and for the things that we are given and for the gifts that Mother Earth has given us and the ancestors that have taught us how to use these herbal remedies for our benefit in keeping ourselves safe. Green tea is also for cystic fibrosis. Cinnamon water, vitamin D3, licorice, effective in reducing the pulmonary inflammation. Cloves and lavender and peppermint oils and reducing the pneumonia drug resistance pathogen. So fish oils and oats and bingberries and bilberries all reduce inflammation. Fruits and vegetables. We just want to always eat a lot of our own supplements and try to get those through our own food. Parkinson's disease. It's a brain disorder that leads to body tremors and difficulties with movement and controlling your functions. It's common among elderly and affects people after age 50 and sometimes earlier in life. They have no cure, but what we can do is we can find out what we can do to ease the pain and to ease the movement and the bodily functions. Green tea. And green tea is good for everything. It's overall, it's excellent. It's fighting cancer, weight loss, helping promote circulation within our bodies. It just boosts our immune system. How about cow hag? It's from India. It's a popular herb. It helps relax your nerves and relaxes your mind. So that is a big help. Turmeric helps for many reasons, disrupting the proteins responsible for the disease and preventing said proteins from agitating more so. And so turmeric is excellent. Ginkgo biloba, excellent for neuroprotective and neurorecovery effects against midbrain issues and damage to the nerves and the brain cells themselves. And our last thought is on ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a spinal cord, brain control, voluntary muscle movement. And so what affects our nerves, there's no known cause, and the symptoms usually don't appear until after the age of 50. And over time, the condition gets worse. So again, we just want to see what we can do to help it. We got chest and respiratory areas are affected with this disease. Vitamin C is always helpful. It boosts and strengthens our immune system and helps our body prevent deterioration within our connective tissue. B complex vitamin is excellent for muscle and nerve function. And vitamin E supplement is great to prevent deterioration of the muscle functions. And one more, I guess. Well, we got Alzheimer's. We can't forget about Alzheimer's now. Isn't that terrible pun? So Alzheimer's is a disease of dementia where it affects many people. And mostly people over 50. And it's with your forgetfulness and difficulty doing things that you just don't quite remember anymore. Cat's claw is excellent for this. It helps calm redness and swelling, and especially in the bones and the joints. It helps dilute blood vessels. And Alzheimer's don't get enough blood flow, so when it dilutes the blood vessels, that's going to help your oxygen and blood flow get through the body a little bit better, and it's also going to boost up into the brain cells with this Alzheimer's. Blueberries are really good, too, for Alzheimer's and boosting your brain's activities. Ginseng, sage is wonderful. Ginkgo biloba, lemon balm. It stimulates the receptors, and so it kind of keeps you stimulated and moving, and your brain's thinking because you don't want to lose it. You want to kind of try to keep it. So that was our program on debilitating diseases. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say me gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.